Thought I'd talk about our big employer, Amazon, in Seattle. Amazon's surprise announcement that it will pause construction on a big Seattle office tower and reconsider moving into another city, perhaps. Council votes on new tax on the city's top grossing businesses. Amazon is deciding whether to slow or stop its rapid growth in Seattle, where left-leaning lawmakers are demanding big business shoulder more of the burden for the challenges associated with the boom. It's a climate that tech leaders have called unpredictable at best and hostile at worst. The city council is considering a so-called head tax that would charge businesses with more than $20 million in annual revenue, 26 cents per employee for every hour worked. Seattle's estimates the tax would generate about $75 million per year. It would eventually be phased out and replaced with payroll tax. The majority of the funds would go towards deeply affordable housing and remain towards homeless services. Amazon would be on the hook for approximately $20 million annually if the tax is passed. Now, contrast that with a $1 billion incentives package that other cities are offering to Amazon as part of the bids for the company's second headquarters, and it's not hard to see why Amazon may no longer feel motivated to grow in its hometown. Now, in another scenario, Amazon is pausing just two of the several construction projects underway to pursue the city council in advance of its May 14th vote on the head tax. Amazon informed builders working on the 17-story building 18 project to halt construction until Seattle City Council votes on the tax. Amazon also said that it's considering subleasing its massive Rainier Square office project in another company rather than occupying it itself, pending the city's decision. Now, Amazon's officials won't say whether they plan to permanently stop construction on the projects or resume them after the City Council vote. They have not recommended on the matter beyond their initial statement. Now, there is also another possibility. Amazon doesn't know what its future is in Seattle, what their future looks like in Seattle. Amazon could be pausing construction on a few of its projects to simply wait to see what happens while buildings up in its outposts in Seattle, in like Vancouver and Boston. Now, it's possible also that Amazon's announcement and its ripple effect in other industries like construction will delay the city council vote. Council member Sally Bagshaw told City Blog SCC Insight, "We're going to need more time to discuss these issues and suggest that the May 14th vote could be pushed out." Now, Amazon pulls out of Seattle. We actually do have other cities within Washington State that would be interested to have them and their home. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. You know, and being a lot of real estate agents come in and represent the show as your host. I'm in the mortgage industry. For those of you that are regular listeners, know that. And our big issue right now is the lack of inventory at an extreme level. When you've got 20, 30 offers, you have some neighborhoods that have days of inventory left. You know, even if there's an adjustment with Amazon, we have a lot of employment opportunity here, a lot of growth. So I'm not really concerned about the outcome. There could be some positive to it. So that was your Money Chat. Coming up next in the Money Hour, can anyone still afford to live in Seattle? I have John Wilson, our King County Assessor, right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.